midst of an Advent study here based on the book Incarnation that many of our small groups are studying. This book discusses the names of Jesus that are found in the Christmas stories in the scripture. Last week, Pastor Dave talked about Jesus as our King. This week, we're moving on to another name for Jesus, Savior. Now, there are countless references to Jesus as Savior throughout the scripture, in the prophecies of the Old Testament, in the letters of the New Testament, and even throughout the Christmas story. Perhaps you're familiar with the message the angels give to the shepherds in the Gospel of Luke. Do not be afraid, for see, I'm bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. And then there's this promise that's given in a dream to Joseph in the Gospel of Matthew that we just read. A child will be born to Mary, and he will be named Jesus, and he will save the people from their sins. Jesus is our Savior. He has come to save his people. What does it mean that Jesus is our Savior? What is he saving us from, exactly? What does it mean for our lives? Well, those are the things we're going to talk about this morning. Now, if you're really listening to the scripture and you're good with the English language, you might have noticed that there's a connection between naming the child Jesus and the promise that he's going to save the people from their sins. Now, this is something Joseph would have picked up on right away. The Hebrew version of Jesus' name is Yeshua, or what we would say today is Joshua. And the name Yeshua, or Joshua, it's actually a shortened combination of Yahweh, the Hebrew name for God, and Yasha, the Hebrew verb for to save or to deliver or to rescue. So the name Yeshua, it means God saves or God delivers or God rescues. So when Joseph hears the angel say, you're going to name your son Yeshua because he's going to save the people from their sins, it's as obvious to him as it would be if an angel showed up today and said, you're going to name your kid Speedy because he's going to run really fast. Jesus will save his people, not just because people are going to call him Savior, but because his name actually means Savior. This is the core of who he's going to be. So what then does it mean for us to have Jesus as a Savior? Well, the first answer is the one that comes right from the scripture. Jesus has come to save the people from their sins. Jesus saves us from our sins. We all sin. We all mess up. We all do things that harm our relationship with God and with others and things that harm ourselves. And we can't save ourselves from those sins. We can't rescue ourselves. Alone, we'll forever be trapped in sin. Yet the promise of Jesus is that he will always save us from those sins. We're all offered salvation. Each and every one of us can be saved. The promise of the angel here to Joseph is that he will save his people from their sins. And if you keep reading the Gospel of Matthew, you would see Jesus interact with and accept as his own pretty much all kinds of people. Lifelong religious people, tax collectors, those possessed by demons, those in need of healing, the poor, the rich,
men, women, young,
old. The people that the angel is promising this baby is going to save are all kinds of people. All people are Jesus' people. Jesus saves us all from our sins. There's nothing that you have done that can keep you from Jesus. There's nothing that you have done or can do that Jesus can't save. There's no place that Jesus can't rescue you from. There's nothing that Jesus can't deliver you from. There's no wound that Jesus can't heal. Jesus saves us from our sins. Jesus has saved us from our sin, and Jesus will continue to save us from our sin. But there's also more to Jesus as Savior than just saving us from our sin. There's a lyric in the Hillsong song Seasons, which is kind of a Christmas song. It says, you could have saved us in a second, Instead, you sent a child. When Jesus was born as a baby and lived among us, and when he grew up and formed community and relationships, it showed us that God was committed to a broader view of saving us. If all God wanted to accomplish was to save our sins, God could have just done that. It wouldn't have required all of this. God didn't need Jesus' birth or life or death or resurrection to forgive us. There are countless ways, and much easier ways, in fact, that God could have accomplished that. Instead, God chose the incarnation. God chose Jesus being born as a baby. God chose a Savior who would know and experience all of human life. That means that Jesus is born and lives to save all parts of our lives. That means Jesus is born and lives to save us from our sin, but also to save us from all of our brokenness and hurt. Jesus rescues us from whatever we need to be rescued from. Jesus delivers us from whatever it is we need to be delivered from. Jesus heals us from whatever it is we need to be healed from. Jesus saves us from whatever it is we need to be saved from. Jesus is born and lives and dies and is resurrected to save all parts of our lives, to save our sins, and to save our feelings of hopelessness, meaningless, despair, and brokenness. Jesus saves us when we feel unworthy. Jesus saves us when we're forgotten. Jesus saves us in our grief. Jesus saves us when we're lonely. Jesus saves us when we feel unlovable. Jesus saves. Jesus rescues us and delivers us and heals us in all these moments. We see that even in the story of Joseph. This was a situation that was in need of saving. Joseph was lost and confused. He didn't know what he was supposed to do. What would you expect him to do after he's told that his fiancée is going to give birth to the child of God? Joseph needs to be saved not from his sin here, but from his hopelessness and his confusion and probably some sadness and rejection. And what does he get in this dream? What does this encounter with the angel give him? It gives him a God who saves. A promise of Jesus who saves not just from sin, but from the hopelessness and confusion and sadness and rejection and whatever else Joseph needs saved from in that moment. This is an important message for Joseph and for us, because here's the thing about all this being saved business, whether it's sin or something else. We cannot save ourselves. Without the promise of a Savior, Joseph isn't going to be able to overcome all that he needed to be saved from. And without the promise of a Savior, we aren't going to be able to overcome all that we need to be saved from either. But the good news of Christmas is that we have a Savior. We have a Savior who saves us from sin, and we have a Savior that saves us from whatever else we need to be saved from too. We don't just have a Savior that wants us to end up in heaven someday. We have a Savior who wants to bring wholeness of life to us right now. So we have a Savior who wants to save us from sin so that we can experience the restoration of relationships right now. We have a Savior who wants to save us from hopelessness so that we can experience hope right now. We have a Savior who wants to save us from brokenness so that we can experience wholeness right now. We have a Savior who wants to save us from our darkness so that we can experience light right now. We have a Savior who wants to save us from our hurt so that we can be healed right now. The week before Thanksgiving, Meghan Markle, also known as Meghan the Duchess of Sussex, wife of Prince Harry, published an op-ed in the New York Times sharing her experience of suffering a miscarriage. She talks about how she started to imagine how she and her husband would possibly heal from this. And she remembered in that moment a trip that they had taken to South Africa when their first child was a baby. Tired from traveling and caring for an infant, A reporter had asked her if she was okay. She replied, "Thank you for asking. Not many people ever ask me if I'm okay." She writes she remembers that moment and realized that the only way they were going to be able to heal from this tragedy was to ask, "Are you okay?" She writes it's an important question for now. That in the midst of COVID and racial tensions and political divides, the first step for any of us to heal is to ask, "Are you okay?" So she ends the article by writing, "We have learned that when people ask how any of us are doing, and when they really listen to the answer, with an open heart and mind, the load of grief often becomes lighter for all of us. And being invited to share our pain, together we take the first steps towards healing. So this year, as we plan for a holiday unlike any before, many of us separated from loved ones, alone, sick, scared, divided, and perhaps struggling to find something, anything, to be grateful for. Let us commit to asking others, are you okay? As much as we may disagree, as physically distant as we might be, the truth is that we're more connected than ever because all of us have individually and collectively endured this year. We're adjusting to a new normal where faces are concealed by masks, but it's forcing us to look in one another's eyes, sometimes filled with warmth, other times with tears. For the first time in a long time, as human beings, we're really seeing one another. Are we okay? We will be. The first step towards healing, and maybe even the first step to being saved, is to ask, are you okay? And honestly, a lot of the time, the answer might be no. And that's okay, because we have a God who saves us when we aren't okay. We have a Savior who can save us no matter what the answer to that question is. Jesus saves us when we aren't okay. Jesus saves us when we can admit we aren't okay, and even when we can't admit it yet. Jesus saves, and that's how the promise that we will be okay again can be true. So as people who have the truth of that promise in their hearts, commit to sharing that with others this Advent season. Ask somebody between now and Christmas, are you okay? And really listen to the answer. And then share with them the good news that we have a Savior who can save us from anything we need to be saved from. We have a Savior who can save us from sin. We have a Savior who can save us from despair. Jesus rescues us when we're lost. Jesus delivers us when we're overwhelmed. Jesus heals us when we're broken. And Jesus saves now and yesterday and tomorrow and forever. Amen.